Welcome to Talk Tennis, a podcast created specifically for you, the tennis fanatic. Join us each week as we work to elevate your game both on and off the court. We will deliver fresh episodes to keep you up to date with tennis trends and technologies, as well as exclusive interviews with industry experts, current and former pros, and so much more. Here's your host, Michelle.
Hey guys, I am sitting here right now with Kim Clijsters, former number one, 6 Grand Slam titles, over 40 titles, including a couple of Indian Wells titles. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here in front of this history of my life.
So I am going to fangirl probably throughout this chat, but I am the exact same age as you, and I have a long history with the Pure Drive as well. So I'm like so stoked to talk about this. Also, being females in tennis and talking about gear isn't as common, so I love that we're going to chat about rackets and all the kinds of good stuff. So you were so excited to see this, and my first question was going to be about what you were doing, what you're up to this week, but we're going to jump right into the rackets because I know you were stoked to see that model right at the end. So tell me about your origin story with Babolat and how you started using the Pure Drive.
How this started, I have to go back a long time. I was, I think, about 15, 16 years old when I was playing in Italy. I traveled there with my dad, and there was a representative from Babolat who was there, and my father, because I was playing with the gut, and because it was quite costly, and I was starting to hit the ball a little bit harder, and you know, they were teaching me how to hit, you know, play with a little bit more spin, so I was breaking some strings more often. So my dad went up to the representative, and his name was Luca, and was like, listen, my daughter, she keeps breaking all these strings, and you know, it's getting pretty costly, and is there any interest in you maybe, you know, giving her some strings? And and then Luca said, listen, the racket, we have a Babolat racket, and we would love to send her some, and then, you know, if you like the racket, then we, you know, we can think about a bigger deal. So forward, I guess about 10 days later or something, I'm at the Federation in Antwerp in Belgium, and this box arrived, and I'm sitting on the court, and my coach, you know, brings me, you know, a couple of the different models, and as soon as he opened the bag around the Pure Drive, I was like, that's the one. Like, this is the one. I held it. I'm like, this is the one I'm going to play with. And he was like, well, hold on a second. This is not really, you know, for you. And like, you're the type of game. And I was like, no. Like, this is the racket I'm going to play with. And I hit with it in practice. Like, yeah, this is it. And I have never changed since. So, yeah.
It was love at first sight.
Yeah, it was a gut instinct.
And I love it.
It worked.
I was going to say, everyone I think that's used the Pure Drive has a bit of an origin story. And even for me, I didn't get a chance to play with that one. But I was going into college, again, we're the same age. So going into college around 2001, and we won't say how old. And I had been sponsored by a brand, and they'd stopped making the rackets that I was using. I tried every racket under the sun, and then I got this one.
Okay.
And no joke, the first day I hit it, I was like, that's the one. So yeah. Very similar story.
But the fun part is, like, even like every different model that came out within the Pure Drive family, like even the latest one, like it still feels like it brings me back to this moment,
right?
Every one of them. So it's a really nice kind of, yeah,
it's
Christmas,
nostalgic.
Right? Like that's what it feels like. It's
guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super exciting. The excitement of like opening, oh, what's it going to be this time?
And I love it.
So yeah, it's really cool to see all this together.
It's so amazing, and they're celebrating 30 years of the Pure Drive, which is crazy. But I wanted you to maybe pick out some of your favorites and talk about some memories that you associate with some of the different versions. It can be literally anything, whether it's winning a major or meeting your husband with that.
Right.
You know,
well,
like
this
anything.
One makes me think about the age I was. So this is, my daughter just turned 16.
Oh my gosh.
So I was probably around the same age as she is right now. So that's making me feel very old.
But, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that brings back memories. I mean, every one of them has, you know, a connection to it. Obviously, this one, I won my US Open with.
You can hold it. You can pick it up, hold it, some memories.
Yeah, I mean, they all, yeah. I close my eyes for a second. I feel it. Like, it's really cool. My grandma, she's still alive. She's 85, and she has one of them hanging up, and I'm pretty sure it's this model. Like, too many emotions entering.
Keep talking.
I've always loved the brighter blue. Like, yeah, this one I like. I like this one. The new one that's coming out looks amazing with the silver.
And have you heard the story about the paint jobs on these?
I do not. Please.
Well,
tell me.
From what I understand, each one is super unique and it's been dipped in. So it's kind of like a little bit of all of these Pure Drives coming together in the 30th anniversary to celebrate pure amazingness.
Wow.
Right? Every single one's different, so you can see like lots of little details on it.
Yeah.
It
looks I was wondering what, like when I opened them at home last week.
I'm sure Babolat might tell the story a little bit better than I just did, but it looks awesome.
It does. Right? Yeah, new, kind of the silver as well, the silver.
A little throwback too, yeah. A little nostalgia. Do you like, okay, here's the true question. If you could only pick one of these and that's the only one you can have for the rest of your life, which one are you picking?
This one or this one?
And tell me why.
I mean, they all feel good, but the look? Maybe one of these three? I have not hit a ball with this model yet, so I would say maybe this one too.
She's like, all of them. We don't play by the rules. I love that. I'm pretty sure I got hired at Tennis Warehouse because of this racket. I wrote like 3 pages on why I love the Pure Drive. And I think the owners read it and were like, wow, she's crazy, but we love it.
Good. Like,
bring her
good
in.
For you.
And so the Pure Drive is, it's so interesting how it's touched so much of our lives. You mentioned your grandma has one of your rackets up. Do you keep some of your old frames? Like, do you have some of your older ones here?
Not enough. Like, we moved to the States 4 years ago, and kind of now that we're settled in, I'm starting to kind of put some more work into decorating the home and the basement. And so, like, my husband, he played basketball, and he's kept, like, all his jerseys from throughout his career, whether he was playing in Germany or in Poland or in Italy, like, anywhere. And I never really did that with my rackets. Like, you get so many requests of people that are like, hey, could you mind donating a racket or for an auction or for a good cause? And I was like, okay, here you go. Like, but I never kept anything for myself, really. So I'm kind of like bummed. Because that would have been, I have this one wall, like I painted it blue. It's like a little, where the kids can go out and relax. And so there's a bunch of basketball stuff, but I was like, wouldn't that be nice to have some of mom's rackets up there?
Totally.
So anyway, maybe I'll talk to Babolat and
they
see
might
if something's possible.
Can you maybe talk to me? We've kind of hit on the nostalgia, but what actually makes this frame so amazing? Why did you use it for your whole career? And talk to me like how your career evolved and you evolved with the Pure Drive and the Pure Drive evolved with you.
Well, the most important thing is I never questioned it, right? Like like from the moment that I played with it, that it just felt good. It felt like an extension of my arm. And I never doubted that, oh, is something wrong with my racket? Should I look into another racket?
I love that.
Never did that.
So many people do that.
So many do, and it goes downhill. And I'm like, listen, this is the most important tool that you can have on a tennis court. And so I never, never doubted my racket. And, you know, I've had people that say, oh, you know, maybe look at the string, maybe try a different tension here and there. Like, I've played around with that. But I've never doubted the racket. So just felt good and felt like it gave me, you know, the type of swing that I wanted to hit, whether it was on the run, whether it was sliding into a shot. Like, I just felt like it was an extension of my arm and smooth. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you stay pretty consistent with your spec through your career? Or did you play around with more weight in certain places?
A little bit here and there. Towards the later stages of my career, I definitely, tried to tweak a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm really not good at feeling. I think I adjust myself pretty well to like changes. But it was more coming from outside sources. And
you don't need to worry about it. You're just like, give me a racket, I got this. Give me my Pure Drive, I got this.
That's kind of how I felt. And I'm also very much, if it feels, you know, you're happy with it, you have the results. And I mean, I, at one point, got a pretty big deal thrown at me from another company that was like, here we go, rackets, clothing, everything together. And this is years ago. And And I tried it, and I think 2 minutes, and I flipped the racket into the fence. And I said, listen, I don't care. I'm not even, don't even want to put anything in my head. This is it. This will win me more titles than anything. And it will come down to the same thing, you know, when it comes to a contract. So this is, yeah.
I love that.
No questions ever.
No questions ever. I even remember when I finished playing college, and like, again, what makes this racket so cool too is there's so many different levels that can use it successfully.
Right.
And clearly I'm not where you're at, but I obviously was always watching you and always thought you were so amazing. You just, anyways, I'm again, fangirling, sorry. But when I finished college, it's like you go into the real world, all of a sudden all your gear, you got to figure it out. So I got a brand deal from another competing brand, and all I asked was, I need whatever racket that you have
closest
that plays with a Pure Drive, right? I didn't love it, fine. Forward 2 years, I started coaching college. And so now I had the opportunity to get what racket that I wanted and influence players on the team. And
right.
So that was this racket for also, yes. And I definitely went straight back here, and I knew exactly what I wanted.
I wish I took a picture of my driveway a few weeks ago. We had like a nice weekend in the cold East Coast. And my kids like put up the little tennis
yeah.
net, and they have the little Pure Drive like rackets laying around, and they're like hitting the balls all over the place and having fun. And so it's a nice kind of feeling, because that goes back to like my sister and myself playing on the driveway. We were taking my mom's chairs, kitchen chairs. That was like the net.
Yeah.
You know, we were putting them in the middle, and we were pretending to be Steffi Graf, Monica Seles, and you know, it's like. Yeah, you know, the fun part about getting older is there's so many great memories and thoughts that you can link to, you know, your kids and your own childhood. So it's,
so nostalgic. Ooh,
it is.
You dabbled a little bit on talking about using natural gut. Talk to me a little bit about your string setup, how it might have changed through the years, and even what are you stringing with right now?
I mean, I would still use natural gut if, you know, today I would prefer that. I love the sound. I'm very connected to the sound of how I hit my ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want it to sound very clean. It can have a little ding, like that little zing to it. So that's my preference still. I've had people say, okay, try to combine it. I still use gut, and then I have the, I don't even know what it's, what's it called? The I'm so bad. The brown string. RPM, yes, RPM power, yeah.
Oh yeah, that one's nice because it's also softer.
It is,
yeah.
So, but I love the feeling of like, you know, when you hit it clean, and the sound of natural gut. Like, it still brings me back to how I love to play tennis. Like in my head,
yeah.
How I want it to feel. It's with natural gut.
That's amazing.
But I'm playing with the combination at the moment.
Hybriding it. Yeah, that makes sense. What else? Let's see. I mean, I could just spend hours talking to you about all of this and your gear. I wanted to ask you also, what are you seeing with the next gen of players right now? Is there someone that we should keep an eye on? And who's inspiring you? Who reminds you of how you kind of came up, and who you got your eye on?
I mean, there's so many like young, talented players that have settled their, you know, their position on tour. I mean, we saw, you know, a few years ago, we saw Leila Fernandez, Emerald Ocanu, like playing, you know, for the U.S. Open final, and them kind of, you know, finding their role on tour, right? Like when you're so young and you've never really had a big result, it's hard. All of a sudden, a lot of things get thrown at you, and your life changes. So it's been fun to watch them. Coco Gauff, it's been amazing to see her develop and on and off the court. I see my daughter, you know, she watches tennis, but she loves Coco. Like it's you know, she impacts so many kids even outside of our sport.
Yeah.
On the men's side, I mean, Alcaraz is, you know, so fun to watch. I've been fortunate to be courtside a few times when he won, you know, when he won the US Open, and to listen, you know, Rafa had that racket speed that's incredible. It sounds like a whip. But the combination that Alcaraz has too with the the footwork and the squeaking of the shoes and then, you know, the racket speed and the movement is so fun. So to see, you know, the youngsters taking all these things that they saw on TV or in real life from Roger, Rafa, Novak and Murray and those guys, like, and you see that they're starting to combine all of those things.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, that's really cool to see how tennis, you know, is still evolving. You know, and also on a physical level. I mean, it's been fun to watch, like Sabalenka play and seeing her grow into, you know, a multiple Grand Slam champion, Iga. I mean, yeah, it's a fun time to be a tennis fan.
It is a good time. And I have to ask, are you working with any players or coaching at all? Or, you know, giving, you've got such great perspective and you're so positive and I'm sure you have all the experience in the world.
I have three kids of my own, two kids in from Belgium living with us. We have five kids. So
oh
my coaching
goodness.
Is basically, it's not basketball, but like how to really, you know, help, you know, our kids to prepare for their games and recovery. And like, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't travel quite as much, but I would like to get a little bit more into it. We've had a busy season for our family. Mm-hmm. We're basketball season. I think I watch sometimes 8 basketball games a weekend,
wow.
Which is, yeah, I hear like whistles at night when I go to sleep. So that's different, but I really enjoy that as well. So it's really nice to be here and to see, you know, I'm constantly watching whether this, you know, whatever's on TV, the tennis tournaments and watching the live scores and trying to stay up to date with the latest news and try to watch some press conferences from the players. But coaching, you know, I don't want to do a coaching job where I can't be fully committed, mm-hmm. because I wouldn't like that if it was, you know, me as a player and,
right.
and that's not how I want to do things. So, I've held off. I've had a few really interesting offers, but yeah, it's not the right time quite yet.
That makes sense. You've got your hands full.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're doing amazing for doing that. Okay, so at this age now, I know personally I have been able to reflect and my perspective's changed a lot. So what about you? What would you tell your younger self, or even if you're talking to someone, maybe they're on tour, maybe they're in college, maybe whatever, maybe they're struggling, you know, to find the positivity and come through it. What would you say?
I mean, that's again the good part about getting older is when I look back to my own career now is I think I was between 17 and 18 when I played my first French Open final, and I remember being so disappointed because I lost and I came so close to winning, and I played Jennifer Capriati and you know, I thought, oh, what is this? What if this is going to be my only chance to maybe get to Grand Slam? And there's, you know, you always have those ifs and those doubts. And mm-hmm. but I just remember, like, really quickly afterwards, is just to say, okay, keep going. Like, give yourself opportunities. And so I think that's probably the inner voice of learning to see the positive. Right, there can be losses, and in tennis especially, there's a lot of pressure mm-hmm. These days, not just on court, but also with a lot of off court things, and it's yeah, it's just important to keep focusing, sometimes having, you know, longer term goals, and not just see things you know, the way that they are at the moment, not just black and white, but just try to, you know, see the long term vision and the long term goals, and that's it. Yeah, that's probably the biggest lesson that I learned, was that to not worry about the losses, because it can sound, you know, to a lot of people, and I see it on tour. I mean,
right.
there's a lot of girls that I have conversations with, you know, or that the WTA asked me to you know, to talk to when they're struggling about certain things, and a lot of it comes down to the doubt and the fear of, you know, can I succeed, you know, from the expectations that people around me have, and sponsors and family members and coaches and the team, and that for a lot of people is sometimes really hard to deal with. So it's a matter of really enjoying the life, and that's something that I really tried to do, and it's something that my parents installed in me, was, you know, like, it's a game. Tennis is a game. It started as a game.
Right.
It started because I really loved playing tennis, and that's, that was the most important thing, is to really enjoy myself. And as I got older, I really felt that, like, if I'm happy off court, I can have the best results on court. And that was super important for me.
And I think it shows, you've been such an inspiration for so many generations of players, and myself included. And even just watching you walk in and your eyes lit up to, like, see the rackets and everything, you can just
well,
see
I've never
your passion.
Seen this combined. So this was, yeah, this is... Yeah.
If
nice,
you wanna, if we
nice
can revisit,
moment.
Yeah. Any other ones that you want to talk about? Any other memories? Any Anything, any stories, anything fun that is anything coming out from any of these?
There's so many. I mean, there's moments too where, you know, you talk to different players, like from the Babolat family, whether it was with Rafa or with Andy Roddick, mm-hmm. or Lina and I, like we've had conversations about the rackets with Agnieszka Radwanska. Like we, you know, like talk about the Pure Drive, and there is a connection, although you're rivals, but there is a connection that you feel. And even now, like when I'm, you know, on social media and I see, you know, Babolat posts about a, like the Babolat players, you feel connected because totally. That's, you know, you were that kid, you know, years ago before there was social media, right? So it's that connection stays, and it's yeah, it's fun. It's fun to be a part of.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with
thank
me and
you.
Talking
no,
to me.
Thanks.
This for sure checks off something on my bucket list. So
thank you.
I really appreciate
really
it. And this was such a fun experience. And thank you to Babolat for bringing us all of these amazing Pure Drive rackets. They're going to have to make sure that they're all accounted for because, like, we might be sniping a few.
I
know.
Just throw it right in the bag.
Yeah, perfect. She's, okay, bye. She's like, I'm out of here.
I'm glad that didn't hit the ground.
Yeah, right. That like might be one of one. amazing. That's all we've got today. Check out the new Pure Drive 30th anniversary. How cool is this? I'm so excited. I can't believe it's been 30 years. I think also as someone our age at this point, I don't feel my age. I don't know about you. Like it just doesn't feel.
Depends on what.
Maybe the body feels that age, but like the mind. So it's so crazy to think that there's 30 years of rackets on this table and 30 years of memories, and
yeah,
for so many players, and this brand and this franchise of rackets has just touched so many players,
right.
All ages, all levels, all over the world. So such a great opportunity to
thank
chat
you.
With you, Kim.
Good job.
Thank you, good job.
Thank you.
It's good, yes. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you download your episodes. And be sure to visit our websites for all of the tennis deals at tenniswarehouse.com, tenniswarehouseeurope.com, and tennisonly.com.au. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, happy hitting.